One. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Tales special report on this April the 6th, 2021. Joining me from the great state of Texas, Margaret Byfield, co-founder, American Stewards for Liberty, co-founder with her husband, Dan. How are you today, Margaret?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Just sitting at the Alamo with nothing to do, drinking some sun tea.
Yeah.
No projects.
Definitely drinking tea. Yeah. Feet are kicked up.
American Stewards of Liberty. Why don't you first just give us a background? Who are you?
Sure. We're a property rights organization. We've been around since 1992. The organization that I started out of Idaho was Stewards of the Range, and my husband started the American Land Foundation in Texas. And when we got married, we put the two together to create American Stewards of Liberty. But we've been working on property rights issues since those early days, and have seen, you know, all kinds of different projects come through, things such as the Trans-Texas Corridor, which we had spoken to you with about before, and just a lot of property rights issues that have been hitting our nation. And the 30 by 30 project program, which we're going to talk about today, is one of the big ones that is facing all of us right now.
What if I decided I didn't want to talk about 30 by 30? Would you still talk about it?
I would still talk about it.
So the merger of two organizations focused on property rights, you were like creating hybrids before it was politically cool to create hybrids. That's cool.
I guess so. Boy, who knew we were ahead of our time?
So here's the thing, Margaret. You and I know that property right erosions have been taking place forever. They've accelerated, and now suddenly people want to understand not only where they're at, but what we do about it, thanks to an executive order signed on January the 27th. In this case, we'll focus on one aspect of that executive order, which is 30 by 30. What exactly does that mean?
So what the environmentalists have done, and to give a little background on this, they have been trying to do this for many, many years. They're trying to lock up American land, remove private land ownership, and conserve as much as they can, which their end game, their end goal is actually they're not going for 30% of America's land, they're going for 50%. And that's kind of the next chapter of the story. But it has been an effort. It really comes from the belief, which I think the climate crisis group, which is pushing this, really focuses on, or what they believe, is that individuals should not be trusted to control their own land. We're not smart enough to take care of our own land. That there needs to be an environmental elite that tells us what we should plant, when we should plant it, and give us all of that good guidance. It's the belief that the administrative state should be running everything and in control of everything, every aspect of our lives. We're seeing it in every aspect of our lives, and not the individual. And so when it comes to the land issue of the 30 by 30, their effort to conserve, protect, permanently protect, in its natural state, 30% of America's lands and oceans by 2030 is what the 30 by 30 program is. And it was, you know, when we first started reading about this at the end of last year, we started seeing it crop up in environmental publications that we read. Mm-hmm. And we saw that Vice President Harris, when she was a senator, had sponsored the Senate resolution for the 30 by 30 program. Our new Secretary of Interior, Deb Hoagland, had sponsored the House version of that 30 by 30 program. So seeing that, we were pretty certain that during the Biden administration, we were going to see this policy come forward. What we weren't necessarily prepared for is that it was going to happen 6 days later.
Yeah. I had this discussion with my governor, Pete Ricketts, who you're a fan of, because you mentioned in the Valentine meeting, he was the first governor to come out against 30 by 30 and all of these land grabs. But I don't know if you picked up on the White House is blatantly lying, believe that or not, because they continually say that the government now controls 12% of the land. You combine state and federal lands, and it's over 30% now. And so we're talking about an additional 30% on top of the 30% they already have, which gets us to that 50-50 pretty quick, or 50-30 pretty quick.
Yeah. And so what we're talking about is degree of restrictions. So mm-hmm. they own, you know, obviously a lot of land. The 28%, I think, is what the federal government owns. And then you add in the state to that, and yeah, you get to that 50% pretty quickly. But when how they calculate that 12% figure, what they're looking at is just those lands that are severely restricted so that there is no use. So the definition is permanently protected in its natural state. And that is what they want to get 30% of the nation to. So according to their math, we're at 12% now, and they want to get to 30%. So what makes up that 12%? That 12% that they're considering including in that is wilderness areas, which, of course, you know, I'm sure you've covered many times.
I have.
It's the lands that you don't ever manage, and you don't, if the spark, you know, is started in there, you just let it burn, right? So you burn up everything. So wilderness areas, national parks, state parks, national wildlife refuges, and then permanent conservation easements on private property is what makes that up. So that is really, that's what they are working towards. They want to get from the 12% that they say we have currently now in that permanently protected in its natural state, which means no use, by 2030. So 30% by then. But what their full agenda is, and they talk about this in their material, I mean, this isn't hidden information, is they're really following the half earth philosophy, where they want 50% tied up by 2050.
And you just have to keep track. I mean, they're already at, like you said, 28% ownership, and we are at 50% now. It's just completely misleading. Yeah. Margaret, you and I could go into great lengths about all of this. What I really want to do is bring people up to speed on where we will be in the next couple of weeks. By the way, this week on Wednesday evening, I will be emceeing an event about the heritage area in South Nebraska, Northern Kansas. Margaret apparently can't make that one. That is going to be at Red Cloud, Nebraska, and that's at 6:30 at the community center. Then on Thursday evening in Hebron, Nebraska, also at 6:30 at the community center in Hebron, two areas right dead center. I know there's a meeting Saturday in Grand Island, but you and I are right now scheduled for three events with one pending. Stillwater, Oklahoma, that is April 15th at the Payne County Expo Center. And then the following week on the 19th of April, you and I will be in Lewistown, Montana, as they've been dealing with the American Prairie Land Reserve Program, which all of this is going to tie together. That's their ultimate plan. But that will take place in Lewistown, Montana on April the 19th. And then we're going to race to Rapid City because Mike Fell has got a tremendous celebration of the solutions for these land grabs at the Elks Theater in Rapid City, South Dakota on April 20th. And I'm really looking forward to what we're going to do because we have to remain focused on providing the solutions, Margaret. My job is to entertain people. Your job is to provide solutions, just so we're clear on where our roles are.
You know, it works out to be a pretty good team. I think so far it's worked out really good. And I've certainly enjoyed working with you on this. It's super important. And what I really like is one of the reasons by able to get into these different communities and different regions, which we're trying to do is spread this information into the different regions, is, you know, one of the things that we've called for from the beginning is to get local governments to pass resolutions opposing this. And the reason that is so important is because everything that the Biden administration wants to do from DC, it has to implement locally. So if you get your local governments on board opposing it, which means you have to get your whole community and neighbors behind it opposing it, then when they come for your land in your area, you guys are prepared and organized to stand together and fight. And that's really, really important. Not only that, but then your opposition is filters up into the state and federal level as far, you know, getting to your elected leaders. And that really helps them stand and fight against this as well at those levels.
I know it sounds like a broken record, but the answer is get loud, get involved and make sure that your elected officials, starting with, we cannot overlook this, and this was the message in Ballantyne as 320 people gathered at a tremendous kickoff meeting. The elected officials at the county level need to be in the loop, and that is where it all starts. Don't overlook your local officials.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's, and when they get organized, and one thing that's been interesting about watching the environmental side is they've been trying to push the 30 by 30 agenda. The Conservation League of Voters has this whole list of 450 elected officials that support this, right? Well, these are, you know, mayors that are in big cities that have no land to give to this project. I mean, what they're advocating is that you need to give up your land for conservation because they've already developed all of theirs.
Right.
That's who these are. And it's a list of local elected leaders, but it's not the local governing body that has planning authority and the responsibility to protect the tax base and the health, safety, and welfare of the people. And so when you get a county of five commissioners who say, we oppose this and we're not letting this in our county, it has teeth. It has meaning. When it's just one local elected official who says, hey, this sounds like a great idea because we like conservation, you know, then they don't have any power independently. And so that's why it really is important. The resolutions are a really important step.
Margaret, your website so that people can get more information in case they cannot attend one of these meetings?
It's AmericanStewards.us.
What could be more appropriate? American Stewards for the U.S. Margaret Byfield and myself look forward to seeing you down the dusty trail in the month of April. We're creating solutions. See you soon. Loose tails. Be gentle. Stay firm.